Representative Paul Tonko, Democrat of New York's 20th District, in office since 2009, and a fixture here at WAMC. I tell you, I have such admiration for you, Paul. Thank you so much for making the time and coming in and talking
to me. It is great to join you and your listeners.
Okay. So, there is a small matter of the Supreme Court. And that's got to be making guys like you very nervous.
Yeah. People sometimes forget the fact that with presidential elections come the opportunities to name replacements to the court. And Justice Kennedy, while deemed as perhaps to the right of the center, was also considered a swing justice, so that he was there to vote in some of the more social cases.
Like abortion.
Well, the reproductive freedom situation, marriage equality, affirmative action. In fact, there was a case with criminal justice where he voted to deny the death penalty to juveniles. So he, as a swing justice, proved very valuable, so that I think a progressive outcome could be realized by the nation's highest court. And now, as he departs, I think the exercise here to make certain that you get someone that is of that broad center when it comes to the social and progressive realm, you look high and wide here to make certain that we get the right replacement. And already the process is beginning with the president suggesting a very stern choice that he's going to make certain he provides for a more conservative flair, which could alter tremendously the many of the dynamics that are ruled by the court that have an impact on our life, our quality of life, our rights, as it may relate to some of the more traditional outcomes with reproductive rights, but LGBT community concerns, certainly environmental rights. All of this is the right of the worker. We've seen some of these cases now with the Janus decision with AFSCME, grave concern about where we're going with the appointment.
Is it inevitable, or can it be fought?
Well, hopefully it can be fought. There's, as we know, a rather thin margin in the Senate that is the body that will confirm.
Two votes. McCain is out because of the brain tumor.
Right.
He could come in and vote.
Right. And we remember the approach that Leader McConnell took with the last
series. Nice way of
putting
it, Leader McConnell. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when they suggested that, well, we needed to wait till the election cycle so that the people will have spoken, and then it should be that group in the body that should confirm. Well, obviously, they didn't want to deal with President Obama's choice of a candidate in Merrick Garland. And so I think there were like just under 300 days, 296 days till the election. Here, it's some 129 days before the election.
Oh, that's different.
So, the same principle could apply here. In the midst of off-year elections, and the resignation comes from Justice Kennedy, and if you apply that same logic and the same approach and the same rationale, then many fewer days, 129 versus, I believe, is something like 296, so that it would more than apply, if you're to use that same thinking that Mitch McConnell used.
So what's the strategy here, Paul Tonko, for this president? Obviously, he knows it's going to be very rough. He's got Susan Collins making noise. He's got other Republicans making noise about this. And so he has to, it seems to me, to get somebody in there, which he needs to do, he has to go outside that list of 25 guys or six people they're now saying who are ultimately uber conservative.
Well, there's reports that they've narrowed it to five, including two women. But who knows? The information they provide can change on a not only daily basis, but even an hourly basis.
So
but
there are leaks, Paul, like Jeanine Pirro and things of that kind. That's astounding, isn't it?
Well, I think it points to a very right-wing thinking. And again, I think people have been alerted. I know that many of the people who, many women who have been alerted to where this justice appointee may stand, they're already taking aim at making certain that there is a balance there, that there isn't a far-right thinking. So I think what we're going to see here is a great outburst of concern expressed if it goes too far right. And, you know, chances are you could swing this court to 7-2 in a short time.
Without question. It's an old court.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And so this will be very telling, and I think it's compelling that people get involved, get invested, reach out to their senators, the United States senators, and just make their thinking very clear and make certain it resonates across the nation.
Now, we know in the red states, for example, and in the United States, 90% of the Republicans are strongly in favor of Trump, according to the polling. So you wonder, at what point does somebody's kid get into real difficulties, get pregnant, need an abortion, can't get one, doesn't have any money, you can't fly to another place because you don't have any resources to do that. Has anybody ever scratched their head and say, boy, well, this is bad?
Yeah, I think the Supreme Court appointment process and the abilities that are the responsibilities that fall into the lap of the president sometimes are not taken into the calculus when you cast a vote. So my hope is that people will say, well, wait, now I may support what the president's doing. I might like shaking up the system. But when it comes to losing some of these opportunities and rights, I think therein lies the benefit of just alerting people as to where these appointees are coming from, what their track record has been, what's at risk here, the cases that will be coming down the pipeline for the Supreme Court. These are things that I think need to be shared with the general public, and perhaps they'll part company with their president if they're deep supporters.
But it's not only the court. I mean, Paul, we only have about a minute left, but it also is, at what point does my kid not have a free lunch in a school, and one and one makes two?
Yeah, and no, there have been a number of extreme situations here where in their thirst to reduce government, it looks good to them as a banner headline, but when the ripple effect is, you know, treating our children without compassion, without thoughtfulness, without the sort of daily requirements that children have. I mean, we've seen it time and time again in the news where there's just been this thoughtless approach that is about being tough but not being smart on the issues. And I think all of that could change because there have been so many situations of late that are really causing people to think this through, I think, in a better way.
Well, I have only 54 seconds, so I want to ask you real quickly.
Sure.
Are you depressed?
No, I think that the off-year elections are engaging a lot of people. They're bringing in many more people that I think will vote. And I'm optimistic that we're going to see some great statements made across the country by the voters who are annoyed enough to be getting very involved. In fact, getting involved to the point where they're candidates. We've seen more women as candidates this year than ever before, and in a staggering number of increase, in a staggering percentage of increase. So I think that's encouraging, and we need to stay optimistic here. We need to be battling this because it's not only the instant, the present, but down the road, it's going to impact generations, and we have to be vigilant.
Wonderful to talk to Representative Paul Tonko, Democrat of New York's 20th District, and at the risk of alienating him, let me say my friend. So thank you for being with us.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And ditto.